Hello world, welcome to another installment of the Buggy-sama Fan Club. Today is Saturday, June 7th. We have discussion, yay, once again. Hi, I'm your boy, Jehan. I'm here with...
Alex Nada.
Yeah. And our special guest all the way from Japan, Johnny! He was supposed to say his own name, but he didn't.
Oh, sorry, man. Hey, hello, everybody.
Okay, this week we've only had updates from Bleach and Naruto.
So sad.
Yeah, because unfortunately Oda, he's having some troubles in his mouth, yeah. Like Japanese people do.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to insinuate.
That's not supposed to insinuate anything. We'll just ignore that last comment and move along with our lives. All right, man. So, our updates this week, yeah, like I said, Bleach and Naruto, we're excited to have discussion, or at least faking our excitement to have discussion on this.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we'll jump right into it this time. No random words and talking and unnecessary speech. We'll start with Bleach this week, and it was chapter 583, The Headless Star 2, as in a continuation of The Headless Star 1. Now,
what exactly is The Headless Star anyway?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Is that
know.
Like a foreshadow?
I feel like he just is not very creative with his titles, or maybe like they're not like good at translating his titles into a, like an effective English meaning.
Actually, I think he purposely titles everything in English. So maybe it's his fault then. If it makes no sense, it's his fault.
The Headrest Star?
Yeah, The Headrest Star.
All right. So to like quickly and happily go over what happened. Pretty much nothing happened this week, as pretty much all that happened is the four Stern Ritter sluts try to like get at him and they can't do shit to him, and then he whips out like a bitch Getsuga, and then he whips out a badass Getsuga, so
Getsuga Jugisho, right?
The crossblade. Yeah, the Jugisho.
I think that's Jugisho. Literally like that's the only thing that happened. That's like the only development
that was like
occurred.
The whole point of the entire chapter was to introduce the Getsuga Jugisho.
On like completely useless father, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't even pulled out on like someone notable.
Like he could have totally killed them with his bare hands, but he was like, nah, bruh, I got this. Jugisho. And the last panel was, I thought it was cool, you know, his suit is kind of cool. The giant ass plus sign or cross or whatever you want to call it with the circle around it. That's kind of cool.
You know what's funny is the right slash is clearly so much larger than the left one.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. I mean, he's a teenage boy. He's got needs, so.
One thing, though, that I kind of wanted to point out is if you look at his swords, one of them has a huge ass hole in the blade part, and one of them has like a small hole in the handle part.
That's it, really?
He's got a hole in the handle part there. And yeah. If you look at, where's the other one?
Totally.
Boom.
Okay. Oh yeah, I think
that's totally reminiscent of something. It's some,
in the left. The left blade is like,
hello.
A hollow, man. Hollows have holes in them.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I don't want to go back and check my references because I'm a bitch, but if we go back and look when he's holding the swords for the first time, the hollow one is on his right side, which is the larger one, and the fake Zangetsu is on his left side, which is the small one.
Yeah, it's like a lot shorter. It's almost like a kitchen knife, but it's like fatter.
Like an awkwardly shaped brass knuckle, if you will.
Yeah.
that's
interesting.
Pretty,
yeah,
pretty deep.
Yeah. Credits to Daniel Garcia, who is not with us, for pointing this out to me. Actually.
Ah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said that he was like, dude, if you look, one of the swords has like a big ass hole in it. I was like, all right, cool, man. And then he also pointed out, dude, I think if you go back and they're like standing and whatever. Yeah, credits to Daniel Garcia. Big ass couldn't join us though.
The one with the hole in it should have been white. Like the blade should have been white, and then the Zanpakuto one should have been black.
I don't know about that though, because his sword was always black.
No, I know, but like the whole isn't like hollows are like white, right? That's not the whole thing. Like they're just his alter ego turns like completely white. The robe he wears turns white.
Shido Katsuki.
Yeah, so the blade should be like a reverse color. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
I guess it'd be hard to look at though. Because his plain-ass drawings with the plain-ass backgrounds, like, is that the sword, or is that what
is that? Is
like,
that a line?
Or is that like actually part of just the background?
Yeah. Yeah. Is he just, like, did he lose his sword in his swing, and he's, like, swinging his hand at him? Oh,
okay. No, but, I mean, you can still make it clear, though. I mean, like, the lightning chick is all yeah. white, and you can still
kind
of tell.
But the contrast with his sword kind of makes it happen. See those lines right there? Like, if he was fighting with, like, other people, maybe it wouldn't be as cool. Okay. I don't know. I get your point. I agree yeah. that it's a solid point, but I feel like Ichigo was always just wearing all black. It yeah, just so kind of goes yeah. with him.
Dude, this chick would totally give Zoro a run for his money. She's a sextuplet wielder.
Oh. Sextuplet sword?
Yeah, dude. Twice double as Zoros. Much. Zoro ain't got shit on her, dude.
I think like Zoro would like beat her and then whip out his dick and be like, God damn. You kind of
just like skeet on her, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why so, you so yeah, like slut? You said, this chapter was just kind of like a build up for that final attack. I guess, you know, Kubo likes to do these series or like these multi-chapter things. It's kind of like an extended chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably reads a lot better in the book, but, well, I don't know. That's saying a lot, but yeah. It's probably the same, but you don't have to like wait every week for just this little thing.
That's a good point, though, actually. Like when you read the manga volumes, like even though his developments every week are so weak, it's like, when they're compiled together, it just seems like
it flows as a story.
Well, no, it flows as like choreography,
like one
like
long
choreography. You know, there's like artistic yeah. movements of like, you know, they're like all like this panel right here where Ichigo kind of like lightly slashes right and basically repels her lightning thing.
Uh-huh.
It kind of reminds me of like the Japanese art form Oshuji, where like you have like the black ink and then you're kind of like.
Do like the sweeping motions, like
slightly, and then yeah, it's kind of like I feel like that's kind of what he's trying to channel there. Is like it's his he's mastered his ability so much. It's kind of for him. It's like an
artistic,
art, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah.
Because
it would have been so badass if like he repelled that lightning and then they were playing like tennis with it. You know, like Ocarina of Time. You know. You have to, like, I think some boss, I think Ganondorf, he shoots, like, a lightning ball at you. You have to, like, keep repelling it until he misses it, right? Have you played Ocarina of Time?
Dude, I've never played a single Zelda game.
I'm with you there. I have yeah. also
oh
not
my
done
god,
this.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
We had lives. Somewhat.
Dude, where were you guys in the 90s, man?
Playing Pokemon, dude.
Dude, I was being weak in the 90s, man.
Yeah, I was playing Pokemon, man.
Super Smash, Pokemon.
Yeah, Super Smash, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh,
dude, Zelda,
Digimon.
Dude, Zelda. Oh, was, yeah.
Never,
all good stuff.
I never
all
got
stuff.
On that stuff, dude.
I was ocupado, man.
God damn it. Well, then my reference doesn't work for you guys. But yeah. Maybe if someone's listening, they'll understand
no,
what I'm saying.
No
dude,
one likes
like,
you.
You know, like, remember Street Sharks?
Street Sharks? Oh, my God. That random TV show where they were, like, a knockoff.
Was that a
of
Japanese
Ninja
anime?
Turtles?
No, I don't think so.
I just considered it as, like, a knockoff of Ninja Turtles, pretty
kinda,
much.
Kinda, yeah.
But to add to what you were saying, like, about, like, the Ojushi or whatever...
Oshuji. Yeah.
From what I understand about that, I don't know how to write it or anything, but you had to be really, really fucking good and precise at those motions. So your point is
I did.
Way solid.
I did it as a kid, and I remember the biggest rule was like in Oshuji, you can never do the line again. So you get like one chance to do the sweep, mm-hmm. and if you can't go back and sweep over it again if your first sweep wasn't good, because then when you flip it over, you can see. That you tried it again.
Oh, okay.
And so it would kind of ruin the way it looked. So it's like, yeah, to your point, it's like it is about like a real masterful skill where you like, you know, you only get one chance to do this one line.
And like how calm he looks, just like
right.
face.
If you had calm. One chance, one opportunity.
Shut up. And like
let
the,
it slip.
The contract.
Let what slip?
The nip.
Dude, that Eminem song, dude.
Dude, the contrast between how pissed she is and how calm he is
right,
also
right,
like
right.
really cool to me. Like,
no, yeah, I mean, it's a very easy way of saying like one is just much more superior than the other.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's so calm. It's like he doesn't have to worry about. You know,
Kubo has his moments sometimes.
Wait, here's a question. Here's a question I have for you guys. Who's stronger now, Kenpachi or Ichigo?
Isn't it clearly Ichigo?
Yeah.
Because,
is it clearly Ichigo?
Yeah, because he got like wrecked by these chicks, and then
yeah, but he was already
wrecked,
at like 10%, dude.
Gambio
he was at like 1%.
I don't really feel like he didn't really seem that strained to me after that first battle with the creative dude.
No, dude, he got placed into that black hole and he fucking got raped in that shit. Remember? He was like bleeding out of his eyes and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, Kenpachi's dealt with worse than that.
Perhaps.
Definitely.
Perhaps
worse.
Yeah.
I mean, has Kenpachi dealt with that? Past Kenpachi has dealt with way more pain than that, and he was a lot weaker than he is now.
I'll give you the lot weaker thing. So I don't know. I feel like that was like a considerable amount of pain that he was in, but the lot a weaker thing. That's
true.
what is
pain to Kenpachi though, right? Isn't he just supposed to
I think
be
he
like,
invented that.
He's
actually.
Supposed to be a tank, right? Isn't that essentially what he is? Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure he invented
it. Yeah, dude, and he tanked the crap out of that, all that beating that he took. I mean, I guess because the enemy that he fought was so not intimidating that we didn't get the sense that
definitely.
He was like causing such a beating, but
I guess the results are supposed to speak for themselves.
All you can go off though, right? It's like,
well, the results, I mean, that look at the results, like look what happened. He clearly
I know, but because of the way it comes off, it's like, no, I don't think he's clearly what is trying to be expressed here is that Ichigo is far superior, right?
Well, I guess if we're going by like, oh, the main character is clearly stronger, but...
You can speculate, I guess, but I think the most reliable information is how you feel off the chapter. What has the author, like, kind of give you a sense of? And
That's not the most reliable information,
dude,
goddammit.
Dude, definitely. Yes, it is, man. Author's intent, man. That's where it's at. If he failed to make that intent more obvious, then that's his fault.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, a lot of things can be said.
I feel like the whole point of Grimmy the Goblin looking like a small child and not that intimidating was to show just how he was crazy strong even though people don't give him credit for. I don't know, maybe. I don't know what you guys were just talking about. I just stepped back.
Yeah,
that's
a good point, I guess. Like, it's a contrast, but Kenpachi is too gnar, man.
What about him was so gnar, though? Like, he didn't do anything really that different from what he's done in the entire series, right? He just took a crap load of damage and then swung his sword a few times and then...
And wrecked someone.
That was it. Like, there's no sort of indication that he had really changed, honestly. That was one of the bigger disappointments, you know? Oh, he had a Bankai, right?
Yeah.
He revealed his Bankai.
Shikai.
But what the fuck?
Shikai.
Oh, it was
Shikai, yeah. So we don't even know what his Bankai does.
Okay. So maybe he's going to come back later, then.
Probably. Yeah. Hopefully.
So
he's
going to
need some of
that
Ino
huge sword.
Yeah, that
huge-ass,
like,
sword.
Axe
so
sword.
So then what the hell was the sword initially? Just nothing? Just a sword?
Yeah, that was just his sword. Like.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like an imperfect Shikai or something. I don't know.
Like how, like Ichigo's was.
Yeah, he had kind of like that massive cock sword in the like very first chapters.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then he achieved finally the form of the Shikai that he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Without the hand guard or whatever. I don't know.
Without the hilt. Pretty good for combat.
I just wanted to like go on a little bit of speculation here. When he initially did that little like slice into the air thing, I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I was expecting him to like summon something from another portal as his new power. Another dimension, and like it like gobbles up the lightning or whatever.
Before he says Getsuga.
Yeah, before he gets... I was so excited, I was like, what's gonna happen? And I hit next panel and I was like, oh my god, Getsuga.
Oh, like he would absorb the lightning? And
yeah, into that thing. Like.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
And then the slut bitch is just like, I can't hang! And she whips out, like, a Volstandig. Like, her Volstandig wasn't even that cool.
Oh, dude, she has lightning coming out of her eyes. I didn't notice that.
Oh.
Shocking.
Go home.
I am home, bro.
Like, electrocution, that was her strongest move, and, like, what did it do? Did he just dodge it? Is that what it was? Like, are you, like, seeing what I'm seeing here?
Yeah,
like,
I'm watching it, yeah.
She drops, like, the lightning pillar of all lightning pillars that makes, like, Yamamoto's right-hand man look like a bitch, and then Ichigo's like, nah, I'm just over here chilling. Nothing happened.
If you could have one of these, just four chicks' powers, whose would you have?
It depends on what sort of scenario you're in, right?
No, it's just whose power would you have?
No, are we in, like, an everyday scenario? Or are we talking about in a world of, like...
Bleach?
Yeah, where you have to, like, compete against, like, people with similar powers.
Just have it... If tomorrow you woke up and you had one of these powers, whose would you want?
That's so in everyday life?
Right, yeah.
In La Palma,
but, I mean,
California.
You could use it how you want, for good, for bad.
Okay, so what do we have here? We have the electricity one.
Electricity.
We have the cockroach zombie one.
The zombie bitch.
get blood on someone, you can control him. And then you have
the heart one is apparently superhuman strength. Like, that is apparently her power, which I guess is the most practical to this world. Like,
I think the zombie one is the coolest one, but I couldn't hang with that power because it would just be psychologically too traumatized.
You'd have to be hardcore to be good at that.
I'd want the electric one, I guess.
Yeah. I could, like, go, like, charge someone $1 million for my electricity, like, for a year.
Yeah, and
just give
you free electricity.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You'd be like the renewable source of energy that the world's been needing.
Yeah.
Dude, and the government would, like, come find you, and then they lock you up and just use
you permanently.
You for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Yeah, we live in a shit world, man.
I would take the, maybe the superhuman strength, become like a football player. They just give me the ball and I'll.
And then,
like,
one day you're gonna, you know, accidentally rage a little too hard
and kill someone.
Off a guy's head.
Yeah.
He'll be again experimenting.
Yeah.
And they'll find you.
You just can't win in this situation.
How did you do that?
Dude, you would stiff arm someone and their head would go flying off.
Yeah.
And it would just be this disaster.
Maybe the mouth bitch. Maybe the mouth bitch wouldn't be that useful.
They wouldn't be useful at all.
I don't see where I would use her at
maybe
all.
Maybe as like a Halloween costume, like people are like, whoa, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
Like special effects, dude.
Yeah.
Special effects.
It's kind of like a shock value type thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Someone's like fucking with you, you just like make a...
yeah, no one
you
would
make like
believe
a,
you. Dude.
You make a giant mouth come out of your like pinky finger and then just like bite their head off.
We'd go back to that one beach and eat those manhole-sized pancakes and make it happen this time.
Oh, dude, yeah, nice throwback reference there.
TV.
That no one's going to understand.
TV.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe, I think the zombie one would be cool, but,
dude,
yeah,
you'd
like
have,
I said, Alex, it's too gnar.
You'd have to be a boss.
It's too much responsibility.
Dude,
every single time you got a cut, man. Like, what if, like, you got, like, a gash or something and actually got blood on someone and they're just going to be a zombie for the rest of their life?
Yeah.
Dude, I think this is Kubo's subtle commentary on AIDS with this character.
Wow.
They're controlled
by
AIDS.
Don't bleed on other people or people
will
get
that's
infected.
That's messed up, man.
Did Kubo recently take a trip to Africa?
Probably.
Well,
dude,
it would make sense considering how little development there is in his story.
Yeah.
Honestly,
how little developed Africa is. It's like a parallel he's making to the real world.
He just wants to live where his life is actually, like, you know,
significant.
It reflects his work.
Guys, it's so racist.
Okay, so Justin would take super strength. Alex?
Electricity.
Electro. I guess just for the sake of being different, I'll take the mouth, bitch.
And do nothing with it, right?
Well, he could eat his food from like his bed though. You know?
That'd be like the greatest thing for John ever.
Yeah, it would be.
I'd be like the what's it called from Seven, that fat guy, just never get up.
Oh Jesus, man! Yeah, if we were living with him, he'd just be like, "Hey guys, dump it in my mouth real quick." You know?
Yeah, just leave it on the table. I'll get it.
And then we would just take a piss in his,
John, what did we say about eating the whole refrigerator, all right? You got to eat just the food inside.
Do you think she can extend all of her appendages? Or just, like, a mouth? Everything is a mouth.
I don't know, man. She's just... I feel like, honestly, of the four, like, she has the weirdest power. Like, what the fuck? Like,
This is almost like a Fantastic Four kind of vibe going on here.
You know, actually, what this reminded me of was... We're going back to the Dragon Ball Z thing. But, what is it? The Ginyu Force.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like
a little
bit.
They're missing Captain Ginyu, though.
Yeah, I know, but it just reminds me of it, though. There are these four quirky, uniformed people, right? And they're beating the hell out of Vegeta. Or no, not Vegeta.
Piccolo, right?
Kenpachi. And and then, sure enough, you know, Goku comes and saves the day, and he's, like, toying around with them and just, like, kind of
beating
them up. It's like...
Goku did have a hard time against Captain Ginyu.
That's only because he switched bodies. Yeah, so the specifics of, like, the character powers and what they can do to the characters are different, but the scenario feels... It reminds me of it.
Right. Yeah. Mainly
dude,
the fact
classic,
that, like, they're like
what
homies.
A classic foursome.
Yeah.
Ginyu Force is so great.
Yeah, except they're...
They're a gem, man. They're a gem in, like,
dude,
this,
dude.
This medium.
A true iconic moment in manga history.
Anime too, man. That shit was choice.
I'm hoping to see, like, Ichigo Chuck, like, Getsuga's, like, without having to make plus signs. Like, since he has double the swords, like, He can
just like parallel lines.
Parallel lines. Like hashtags and like, you know, waffle fries. like...
Hashtag order up, get to get ten show.
Just like slice,
oh, dude,
slice,
you could totally
slice.
Do hashtags, man. That's yeah, fucking tight.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm imagining it working perfectly. Like, yeah, that would be pretty.
Hashtag YOLO, and he kills him.
Hashtag get to get ten show. Get to the YOLO.
Except now it's that other thing, Getsuga Oji Show or something.
Yeah, Juji Show.
Juji Show.
Yeah. All right, Alex, give us your best Getsuga Juji Show in a loud Japanese.
Getsuga Juji Show!
Nice.
Yeah, that
so
was
for,
good.
For all our listeners, Japanese, or he's our only Japanese guy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although that was pretty good, I approve.
Actually, that wasn't even my best one, man. It's not my final form.
Yeah, I feel like you weren't in your samurai armor and you weren't ready for this.
Yeah,
although John hails from Japan, Alex is the one that actually hails from Japan. John is right. Just there temporarily.
He's a poser.
Yeah, he's just...
I am.
Yeah, he doesn't fit in there.
Everyone here thinks I'm Indian, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do Indian people get that large, though?
I don't... I guess they're kind of... They tend to be on the...
Skinny, small?
Smaller end, yeah.
Like Filipino people?
Like yeah, Indian. But then John's off.
Dude... They're like black, man. I'm not that black.
Yeah. Maybe not anymore.
Not no more.
When I first met you, though, I was like, what? Who?
Is this... Yeah.
Why? Is that a bear?
Is that a bear?
Is that an American grizzly black bear?
So I guess real quick, we'll wrap up Bleach with some predictions.
Oh, yes. Of course. Predictions. Let's see. It kind of like left it... Not so open-ended. Like, I'm gonna predict that the lightning bitch doesn't die. I don't know why I would, but I want to say that she's gonna survive, like barely alive. And the other bitches are like, "Whoa, man, maybe we can't hang." And then they bring in like additional backup, and then like Ichigo takes out all of them just to show another like, "Look how strong I am." Chapter. Like, that's what I'm predicting.
My prediction is that I hope that we don't spend more time on this segment. this like fighting these four people because
yeah.
I don't.
You think Drew Habak's gonna step?
Not yet.
No.
There's probably gonna be at least another maybe one or two bigger upper people that get established as like we need to bring Ichigo down a peg a few so that Drew Habak feels more like. If Drew Habak showed up right now, then it's like, oh, okay, they're kind of like even ground. But
they
we need to like establish a hierarchy, right? That's the way.
We need to do that, but I don't think Kubo's gonna do that.
Just even lazier, just like, all right, just, you know, main course, here you go.
Yeah, he's gonna. He might. That,
final battle.
Just
here
be him
go.
Dropping his like his trump card too early, right? Really.
Freeze the final form. Yeah, you know, actually, what's interesting is like the something I'm kind of actually wondering is how is Ishida gonna be used, you know, like the guy is so freaking weak, right? He hasn't done anything special in a long time.
Yeah, other than like he's like what was it, like one of the family members that Drew Habak couldn't like steal the Quincy powers from, right? That's why
he's like one of the last pure-blooded
yeah he's
Quincy
one of the
families.
Pure yeah last pure blood yeah
so
he has
must
to have
some, something special about him.
Yeah, yeah, there has to be some significance other than his fighting
yeah
powers.
I just want
to
know how he plays out though. Do you think, I mean, because this is Bleach, right? So, like, on some level, I'm expecting that he is gonna, like, have a gnarly power-up and he's gonna come in and probably fight Ichigo, I think.
Dude, he's gonna fight Chad, dude.
Chad? Dude, what happened to fucking Chad? Where's he been?
Sada.
Those arms.
No idea.
He had such a cool power, too. I was, like, looking forward to him and,
Inoue.
Being more, like,
especially Inoue. That heel shit?
Yeah, that was crazy. Her powers are, like... are really unique, and they just got thrown to the sideline. They were Krillin and Piccolo,
like,
essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has like a god tier Fulbring.
They were Krillin and Bulma, dude.
Basically.
Like, when like they introduced like, oh, Chad was like, this is my defensive arm. It is not my power arm. And he like does like the other arm. I thought that was kind of cool, but then I was like, that's going to be useless against anyone else. Like,
yeah, it's such
dude,
a sick
I didn't know Chad
him,
was
man.
Russian, man.
Like, like, at one point, I figured, you know, eventually his whole body would turn, will holify, you know?
Yeah.
Not just his arms, and he'd become, like, a huge, like, transformer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd be, like, crazy. And then he'd get, like, a transformer sword. and a Transformer like shield on top of his shield arm. And so it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And then he could like, yeah, he could use like all the holo abilities, like
it's kind of like
Flash Step or whatever.
It's kind of like that guy in the Naruto series. What's his name? The guy who was the original Curse Seal bearer in Hawk Team, Team 7.
Jugo.
Yeah, Jugo. You know how Jugo has those like rocket power like arms? Like, I was,
yeah, that was
kinda
cool,
like,
actually.
Yeah, it's kind of like similar. I was thinking, you know, I was hoping he'd be a bigger deal, but.
Like when Jugo was like,
especially during the Holo-Fi arc. You know, remember when Ichigo figures out how to like have the mask on? For,
yeah.
Like, a little bit. I thought maybe they'd get that because they have like little bits of holo on them, right? Isn't that what Chad
definitely
has? Right, so like that was like a perfect opportunity for them to get like way stronger and relevant into the story, and unfortunately they're pretty sidelined,
dude. And it'd be fucking awesome if like if Inoue could like expand her power so she could use those things as like armor or something, or like combat relevant,
but
so she's not just like support.
He went over this. It's because her personality is too bitch made that she can't do combat. Like the more like intent she has of hurting them, the stronger that attack shit was. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't personally want to see her as
fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather her be more
healed.
Significant in that like her. Because her powers are super unique, right? Like, at one point, wasn't it Aizen who wanted her because of all the fucking powers that exist in Saiyan AT. And it's like, this human girl had this, like, ability that was just, like, so crazy that he needed her, right? And, she should have just kept on developing her powers until it got to, like you were saying, God tier, where it could only be used, like, in certain circumstances, but, like, they were enough to, like, really change the tide of war, you know? Like, that would have been much more interesting to me, but unfortunately, that's not the way it worked.
Were we talking about how, like, Inoue could potentially be inducted into, like, the Royal Guard? Or was that something that actually was talked about in the story?
I don't know, but that sounds like I could see that happening. Or, I mean, I'm
she's
saying
she's not dead, dude. She's
cool.
Still alive. She's still a human.
She's dead.
Human.
Where is she, though? I don't
she's
even
dead in the
remember
story.
Any. I don't really know what the hell's going on with any of these
dead
guys.
Dead in the water.
She and Chad are in La Noche.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah, that's
not
right.
Not La Noche,
right.
But
the
Hollow
World.
Noches.
Yeah, the Hollow World. Yeah.
I think we're waiting for some grand entrance by like, what's his name, Grimmjow.
Grimmjow. Oh, I love Grimmjow, man.
They kind of like alluded to him being coming back, but
they did.
I'm assuming we're waiting for them
because he like saved them in that world, didn't he?
They kind of, you know, Kubo did that classic like show the ankle only. So, I think we're supposed to assume that was.
Muslim people got super excited.
Someone
relevant. Oh my god. And then the next scene is just like, you know, Chad and like, you know, just like slaughtered.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
bitch.
I fucking hate you.
Why are you back here?
This is my world now. All right, to move on to Naruto, chapter 679, She of the Beginning. That's, now that I've read the chapter, that title is very, very cool, actually. She of the beginning. I don't know if that's how like Japanese people can say that, like she of the beginning with like proper English grammar, but whatever, it's cool. Basically what happens is Madara becomes, you know, boned and useless and disappears in the story pretty much. Unless they bring him back somehow. Boned, useless, disappears. Sasuke and Naruto are like, bro, like where's all this chakra coming from? They try to stop Black Tetsu from doing what he's doing. He like tries to jack their chakra. He gets thrown back. They reveal that they want to make a shitload of white Zetsus, which makes no sense if everyone. I won't even go there yet. Kaguya is born. She has an awesome character design. Freaking horns from her head. Straight devil, demon, she devil looking thing.
Hair for days.
Yeah, hair for days. Arcana status. I guess not really Arcana status. And then Naruto and Sasuke realize how much despair they really are in. She has the Byakugan, like they said before. She has like the ultimate eye, like they said before. She references two additional names other than Indra and Ashura, who were the sage's kids, who are potentially, probably, she says Hagoromo and Hamura, which were, the names weren't revealed before, but the characters were revealed before as the sage and his brother, which there's always two brothers, there's never just one guy.
Or three.
And then at the end of the story, she just turns the floor into lava. Straight child's play, man.
Floor don't touch lava. The floor, dude. Don't touch the floor.
All right, let's get into this.
It's kind of cool.
So actually, I like the color page. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's
dude. Very, it makes
it's
you
very
wanna
like
ditch this series and see a different Naruto, right? Medieval
yeah,
Naruto.
I would be so down for this kind of series. Like,
where Kakashi's a wizard.
Yeah,
it looks like it looks
like a fantasy series.
What is it? It's not Dragon Hunter, Monster Hunter. There's like a series that I remember Akira Toriyama. He did the art for it. It's a video game.
Oh, Monhunt?
Is it Monster Hunter?
There is a game called Monster Hunter.
I think
yeah,
that's what it was.
I think
it's
it
like
Monster Hunter.
You collect all sorts of. It's kind of like Pokemon, right? You can only bring three monsters with you, and then when you meet
monsters
in the wild, you give it meat. And if you give it enough meat, it might follow you, and so it goes to the farm. And then you can breed the monsters you catch, and you like get innerbred monsters, and then like you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, that game is all the rage here right now. Actually,
yeah,
they're on Monster Hunter 4, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's like it's kind of exactly like that. The style. I mean,
a Japanese friend of mine named Jun plays Monster Hunter like an addict, and from when I would see him play, he would just go into the wild and hunt monsters. So I didn't know that breeding was a thing. And now we'll bring it back to Naruto, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry for getting sidetracked.
Sidetracked.
So, so Madara's gone, guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Just
Do you think he's totally gone, or?
If he is totally gone, he is totally gone just as quick as he showed up. Just what?
Yeah, it was very anticlimactic for his character. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fucked up, actually.
Yeah. How he just
the
like,
greatest thing he got to do was fight Guy.
get his ass kicked by a guy.
That's how anticlimactic his like whole saga was.
So I mean, technically the hierarchy goes: Guy, Madara,
yeah.
Hashirama, and then the rest of the Hokages. Right?
Yeah.
No, it goes Guy and then everybody else. Actually,
quick question though: those little black circles around Naruto, those are like the little like black hole circles that Obito was using?
Yeah, I think so.
And he can pull those stakes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind of stakes that I want.
Are they kind of like a... Wait, no. I remember Madara was using those and they just like dominated. They like wrecked, right?
Yeah.
If you get hit by those black things, it...
Yeah.
It like nullifies jutsu, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like some... Yeah, it's like some sort of like antimatter. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like some crazy indestructible material that only sage people can use.
And he has it, but he's not using it very well.
You should
well.
Just throw that shit right at Kaguya's eyes, man. Yeah. Like, game over.
Yeah.
Or like the hair that she's using to wrap around it.
Yeah, he could have
just like,
oh, well,
yeah.
You can't steal my chakra any further.
Yeah, I guess Madara's gone. But maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll, like, you know how, like, Athena was born from, like, Zeus's forehead or something? Oh, no.
Yeah, she was born from Zeus's head.
Maybe Madara will pop back out of Kaguya's eyes or something. It'll be brutal as fuck.
Oh my god.
And then he'll just like stab her heart and like eat it. That'd be awesome.
And then,
I'm really hoping
and then
that
gain control and then be the top villain again and then
just like back and forth
just
between
back and
the
forth,
two.
And then yeah, then Kaguya comes back out like, oh my will.
It's just like an endless cycle
yeah.
that everyone's just watching, like,
yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Whenever you're ready, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what's been happening this whole time. Like, first, Obito, right? He's the bad guy. And now,
Madara.
Talk no jutsu.
The great
reveal. Yeah. Then Madara, now Kaguya. Are we going to get another big reveal again, do you think? Another villain?
I don't think so.
Is this Ganon?
I don't think they're going to do another one. Because at that point, it's just, I think Kishi realizes that you're kind of getting a little ridiculous, yeah.
Hopefully he realizes.
Well, okay, you know what? I think the thing they're going to reveal that it's not going to be relevant to the story itself, as in, like, what's going on with the characters we're invested in, but it is going to be part of, like, the universe canon, is that we're probably going to get a reveal about Kaguya's enemies, right? Because she's, like, trying to make an army for what, right? She's an alien from another planet, so she probably fights some other alien.
Yeah, okay.
Thing.
She's an alien, man.
No, that's what they said. She said she was from a distant, like, land, not from the world, and she just kind of showed up, right? Isn't that
I didn't know origin story? I heard distant land, but I don't know if it was from another world. I thought it was just like maybe from a different continent.
Cause I remember I wanted to bring this up in the previous
it's
podcast.
It's like Europeans going to the New World.
Stupid.
Like that.
No. It was like, I remember specifically, it was like, Hagoromo was like, yeah, she was an alien. And like, Naruto's like, an alien? And he's like, listen, that's not important though. Anyway, so that's, he just keeps on going. And I was like, how is that not incredibly important? Like, what, there's aliens in Naruto? Like,
I really hope they don't go into alien territory.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever even bringing up the word alien, but my memory is always hazy, so... Maybe. One thing that I wanted to discuss, though, was if everyone... It kind of goes with what you were saying. Not the alien part, but, like, her enemies. Because if everyone in this world is captured into, like, that sleep by the tree, and she turns all of them into white tutus, white zetsus, who the hell are they going to be fighting? Like, there's no one in this world left.
No, she's creating an army. So I think without a doubt, that implies that there's something she needs to fight that she's unable to fight by herself, right?
Yeah, and she said that she's trying to save this world, her garden. So maybe
Sorry, go ahead.
Some other forces come in and she's trying to fight them off. I don't know. I guess there is a next great revealer left over.
I actually don't think she's creating an army. I think, like you just said, Justin, you quoted how she said, oh, this place is like my garden, right?
Yeah.
She says it's like my precious nursery. I think she just wants to make a bunch of lifeless husks over which she can rule and have no conflicts. I don't know if she's trying to make an army necessarily. I'm not getting that vibe.
Well, she said, actually, to refute you, bitch, is that she said, hold on. Something about you can't turn anyone into soldiers. You think just regular people can be used in battle? Black Zetsu asks them that. So she's definitely going to use them in battle.
What page?
Page 10 at the bottom.
Yeah, I think I see.
You think just regular people can be used in battle?
John, I told you.
Zoo.
I understand what you're saying, though. I get that vibe, too, and I'm actually hoping that is what it is, because I don't really want to focus on any other bigger problems, you know?
Exactly.
This manga needs to centralize a little bit more, I think. But, like... I think judging off what they're saying, it's kind of like almost impossible not to get some sort of implication that something else is going to happen. Because, yeah, the guy does say you think just regular people can be used in battle. I think which implies that, yeah, she wants an army for something. Although I would prefer it that she just wants to turn everyone into white zetsu so they can be lifeless husks to rule over. Because that's like the whole thing. That's like the theme of Naruto, right?
Because she wanted
like,
to rule.
It's like... what versus what, right? Do you want like peace, but then like to have real
yeah
and
it's
absolute
like how do you
peace,
how do you attain peace, right?
Yeah, to have real and absolute peace would mean that everyone is kind of like a lifeless husk because no one really has a desire and no one really has like what's real, what's not real, right? Like imaginary worlds where we're in a genjutsu and we're just in a dream state where things aren't really real, right? And it's kind of
like communism.
It's like yeah kind of
right
guess,
like communism
yeah.
Like, so here's a question then. This kind of begs the question, like, obviously Madara and Kaguya have very different views of how to maintain what they want as peace. So if you had to choose some method, whose is better? Because she's actually, like, taking everyone's chakra and turning people into nothing, right? She's erasing their existence. And she'll rule the world how she wants, but it'll be peaceful. Well, actually, that's clearly worse. What am I saying? That's worse. But I don't know. Maybe when they're Zetsus, they're still in their dream.
Yeah,
like,
they still use
these tools.
Well, they are when they're connected to the tree. But I think I'm assuming
once
they're Zetsued, then their existence is gone and they get released and they have to follow orders. Right?
Yeah, they're no longer actual humans.
Yeah.
Dang! If there is no other enemy that she actually wants to fight, what a like boring existence this world she's created would be.
Yeah.
Right? If this whole thing were to succeed and she kills all her enemies and she has just a bunch of white Zetsus, like, as friends.
Well, she doesn't want friends, though, right? Like, she's this lady is, like, absolutely soulless. She doesn't really need affection or anything. She just wants control. Right? That's, like, the
right,
point.
Yeah. That's true. Her power gave birth to, like, conceit, right? That's kind of what they were alluding to.
If you really think about it, man... like, this whole thing is so incredibly sexist. Like, if you really think about it, because, like, originally, like, they're saying...
Yeah, I think it's sexist in, yeah, multiple ways.
It's like, it's, he's like...
Sakura's useless.
When you think, like, I don't know, there's a scene where, like, Naruto is talking to the Sage of the Six Path, Hagoromo, right? And his brother, they're Kaguya's sons, right?
Right.
Right, so essentially, like, in this dialogue, what he's saying is, oh, my mom, you know, my goddamn mom just can't fucking get it together.
Fucking bitch.
She's such a bitch, she just wants to control everyone. But, you know, we're, like, really enlightened, her sons, we're really enlightened and we know the way, you know, things ought to be. So here, listen, I'm going to give you power to take over my mom who I can't fight.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why aren't you out there fighting them? You know?
Yeah, dude,
like,
where are you guys? The hell, why is everyone else's chakra being, or why is everyone else's, like, I guess, will being passed down except for the sages?
Because the sage is still alive?
He's not alive. He's kind of...
He is, though.
He's like a chakra entity, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he's just kind of...
He's more of a god than a human.
He needs to take a more active stance in this fucking
exactly,
conflict,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
He's just like,
that's
watching.
That's your mom, the fucking shit up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why don't you get your ass out?
Yeah.
Why do I have to go slap your mom? You should be slapping your mom.
Yeah. No,
and
but
like,
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though, is like that extreme sort of sexism where it's like, well, the sons, the men, they'll always have like a sort of better understanding of the way the world should work. And so Hagoromo
right,
and
it's
his
a man's
brother,
world.
Yeah,
right.
It's like if women are in control, then dude, they'll just make us all lifeless husks. Is like
yeah.
a sort of extreme sexist like message.
They can't control their emotions and we'll become lifeless husks.
Right, right.
Hillary Clinton, 2016.
But
another thing that I read that like I was trying to read into the words a little too much maybe, but they called it the Holy Tree. Now. In, like, a religious context, like, if it's holy, that means it was, like, you know, God level.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that would mean that, like, Kaguya and, like, her two sons, Hamura and Hagoromo, they were essentially, like, God level-esque. And, like, somehow Indra and Ashura weren't. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, as they kept on birthing kids, like, I guess the bloodline eventually, like... Diluted,
yeah. So, like, Indra and Ashura's, like, God sense is that they can have their will reborn into others, whereas, like, what's his face? The sage can, like, have his, you know, entity still, like, or his presence still be alive through the generations, and Kaguya can actually be reborn, like, physically. Like.
Talking about bloodlines,
tears.
I'm surprised that these, like, Kake Genkai, how do you say it?
Kake Genkai.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they're not more diluted because all of these powers are falling into like only some families. But you can't tell me that like through thousands of years of like constant
just inbred constantly.
Yeah, like what the hell? Like
this should all be like
follow
retarded,
any kind of
right?
historical logic, right?
Yeah.
Like people they don't interbreed. They like breed with other. They like rape and all that, and they spread the seed. And you can't tell me like. There wouldn't be other.
Dude, rape doesn't exist in Naruto, dude. Shh,
right, it's a pure world. It's a pure world. Yeah.
But it is Japanese, though.
Right? Oh god. Yeah, but I mean, this is shonen manga.
Oh goddamn, dude! That was a subtle little blow there.
you know what's interesting is okay, so Kaguya, right? There is a Kaguya clan in the Naruto universe.
Oh, dude, I was gonna
and it's the bone guy. The guy that Orochimaru originally wanted to put his body in.
Kimimaru,
yeah. The guy who fights Gaara and Lee, right? He's part of the Kaguya clan. And if you look at him, he looks really, really similar
pale.
To Kaguya. And so that kind of brings up some interesting questions, too. Like,
you're right.
Do you think she's going to start like shooting bones at everybody?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think they just took the name like because she was kind of revered as a god and they just like took the name Kaguya or
maybe,
do you think
I
there's
guess.
Some
I don't know, man. Maybe are they part of the bloodline? Who knows?
It was a clan that was all about war. Uh-huh. That much is certain. And on their foreheads they had these two markings, which Kaguya also has.
Yeah, her eyebrows are two dots, essentially.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
But then she also has the Byakugan, so somehow
it got diluted, right? It's like it's almost like the Kaguya clan is like the Senjus of the Kaguya, you know, like inheriting the body but not necessarily anything else.
Yeah, and then the what are they called? Hinata. What was it?
Hinata is
Hyuga and the Hyuga clan picked up the eyes.
Oh, so yeah, maybe. So but, Hyuga but and the Kaguyas are kind of like the Senjus and the Uchiha. That's interesting.
That would be interesting, but it's just weird to think like no other people in this universe have these eye powers and stuff. Like the Dojutsu couldn't have just been interbred through tons of generations. That's ridiculous.
How Asian culture works is, I don't know about all Asian culture, but like once you like pick up a bride, like you bring the bride into your clan. So any kids that you have will be taken into your family.
Yeah, but what about all the women that go out, though, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, no, I think John's right, though. But, I mean, it's like, that question could be applied to, like, even us humans, right? It's like, I mean, granted, we don't have eye powers, but on some level, we're all...
I have eye powers.
Well, that, I guess that's kind of evidenced by reality, right?
Yeah.
Like, so much of our genetic diversity is spread everywhere, but...
Especially
because
you,
of, like, because of all these people, like, these soldiers in, like, ancient times that just went around raping who they conquered, so...
Yeah, man, Koreans...
It's interesting, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I agree. There's way too many non-diluted powers that are, like, segmented in clans, and it's like, there's just no way they're not all mentally handicapped, right?
Do you think the... Do you think Indra and Ashura have always been reincarnating into these two clans only? Because they've had other vessels, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, Naruto is of the Uzumaki clan. He's not even from the Senju clan.
Well, the Uzumaki
isn't
clan,
he a distant
like,
cousin?
It's
distant
kind of
cousin,
it's, yeah. It's yeah, but it's not. But that's the point, though. It's not a Senju, right? So I mean,
that's
like,
true.
What other clans are there that maybe, you know, they're not specifically Senju, but, you know, they're kind of related, right? Because maybe some Senjus went out and, you know...
You're right, because Sasuke is directly the Uchiha.
Yeah.
And Naruto technically isn't directly Senju at all.
Yeah, he's like slightly Senju.
Yeah, because like...
He's kind of like a second cousin or something.
Yeah.
Namikaze, like, I feel like I don't know the relation between Namikaze and Senju, and then like Uzumaki and Senju, I think they have a more closer relation, yes? The Uzumaki clan,
yeah.
Right?
They're like the brother clan. They're like the, like, you know,
they're like an
sister
offshoot
clan.
Yeah.
It's like the brother clan.
Yeah. Which I kind of want to know more about the Namikaze clan.
Yeah, I definitely want to too.
Because
we know nothing about them really.
He took a lot after his dad, like a lot after his dad. So maybe they become relevant again.
Maybe they're not. Yeah, maybe Namikaze are also like brother clans to the Senju or something.
That would make sense then. That how he became like a Senju reincarnate. If, like, Namikaze and Uzumaki were both just, like, brother clans. Dodging around, beating around the bush.
Just, like, second cousins getting with second cousins, man.
I feel like this is a...
That's definitely how they roll, though, in this universe, I think. Just interbreeding a lot. Sasuke should have, like, six toes on one foot.
Six toes on his face, you mean?
Yeah.
I think this opens a door to have them bring Hinata back into the story, unfortunately.
Who bring who back in the story?
Hinata?
You mean just the Hyuga?
Just Hyugas in general?
Yeah.
One thing, though, is she has this third eye from...
The tree.
From becoming out of the Madara, right? Because Madara took it from the tree and he had the third eye, and then she became out of Madara, so she has the third eye now.
She always had the third eye.
Yeah,
she didn't, though.
Yeah, she did in the flashbacks. Hold on.
I swear she didn't, though.
Yeah, she can use all three dojutsu. I think Madara couldn't.
He
could only use
eyes right there. It's just closed.
I think she's the only one who can use all three dojutsu, right?
Yeah, and it's like Madara unlocked it by getting closer to the moon and being closer to Kaguya. That's how he got it. I think the eye comes from the tree, right? She ate the fruit and then she got the eye. Isn't that the way?
Yeah, the Sharingan / Rinnegan.
So somehow she had the Byakugan before that, but then from eating the tree, she got the
Rinnegan. Or the Shari.
Sharinagan. Sharinagan, bitch.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about Gamamaru earlier?
Yeah.
The frog's age? You know how he, like... Okay, so there's this thing that a lot of people like to criticize about literature, whatever, storytelling, even, like, modern cinema, of, like, the Great White Savior. And so Naruto is clearly, like, supposed to sort of mirror the Great White Savior, right? Like, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
Do you take any, like, resentment to that? Because I remember that's, like, what the frog, like prophesies, right? It's like this kind of blonde hair, blue eyed kid is gonna save the world, right? So do you take any like resentment to that? Because a lot of people do in storytelling these days.
Yeah, but that's just because like it's not cool to be white anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I guess until you pointed it out, Naruto has never really been, I've never associated him as a white person.
Right. I mean, so, his name is Naruto Uzumaki, but yeah. He's got blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, so. Blue eye. That's true.
Why?
But, I mean,
why
I don't think that's necessarily so much like, I don't think the intention there is to associate him as a white individual so much as it is just a creative freedom or, yeah, creative freedom expression. To just, you know, it's an anime and manga, so you can just color, make whatever characters, whatever hair they want.
How I
give them
like,
whatever color eyes they want, you know?
Yeah, how I see this is that, like, Sasuke looks like your typical Asian guy, and he, like, fit into society better as a genius as a young kid. And Naruto was, like, the guy that, like, nobody liked. They were like, man, get this kid out of here.
It was
and
more,
he looked completely different.
Yeah, it was
everyone.
More about, like, a physical, like, a more clearly expressive, like,
he's different.
Like, of not only that he's different, but that he has a little bit more, I guess, fire in his. He's more passionate, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of more seeable out of.
But
colors,
to play
right?
devil's advocate, like, what other protagonists in manga have blonde hair, blue eyes?
In manga?
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Well, doesn't.
When they go Super Saiyan, did they have blue eyes?
Yeah, green
oh,
eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
they had blue eyes, though.
They had green eyes.
Basically the same, so even that could be something, but...
Yeah, but again, like no one associates Goku as... Even when he...
Of
like,
course,
it's not like
of
when
course,
he turns,
because he's...
Yeah, when
he
turns Super
hair.
Saiyan, though, it's not like, oh, he went white, right? It's like he went Super Saiyan. It's just like... It's just you took the freedom to color it to show an obvious characteristic change just to... More easily express that. Oh, this
yeah.
guy's different from what he was before.
He power
in that
up
case,
the great reveal.
Yeah, in that case, I don't really read into it, but I mean, in this, I think a lot of like critics who subscribe to that train of thought would apply it to Naruto, and I actually didn't think of it until I read about.
Like, I could totally see that if maybe like in the beginning, Naruto comes in and he's like, "Yo, listen, you all need to like throughout the manga, he just." Has subtle ways of saying that the Western way of living is like
yeah.
better than the Eastern.
Your,
then yeah,
your
I could see that if it's like, listen, like you need to like follow along the American ways or like what, like ramen? Like no, dude, it's all about bacon and like over easy
yeah,
eggs,
yeah.
man. Like
right,
if
right,
I
right.
saw that, then yeah, I'd be like yes. But Naruto is without a doubt like Japanese, which is kind of like you know where because that's where the source is. It's a Japanese manga artist. It's like, it's very culturally Japanese from the first place. So I just don't associate the guy with white at all, just because he's...
Also, another counterpoint to throw in, Ino has blonde hair, blue eyes, and she's useless. So the white man savior thing, maybe it also goes in with
well,
the women are useless
yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that like counters
so.
Each other. But
well, maybe that's kind of like Kishimoto's like stereotypical view of
women,
Western or, women, right? No, Western.
No,
women,
it's
like
not just
blonde hair, blue
it's
eyes.
Not just Western women. It's
yeah,
women in
Hinata
general. This
useless.
Is shonen manga, man. Shonen manga puts huge emphasis on the male lead, and women as nothing more than just like the heterosexual love interest. So it's
yeah.
not. There's nothing really different there.
Bearer of our seeds.
Because it's not just Ino, right? Sakura's useless. Tenten is useless.
Of the big of the Sanin, like pretty much like
Tsunade
was
useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Ino is the most ditzy, right? And I suppose that kind of is a bad rap of, like, Western women. They're just, like, kind of
okay, I don't, I think you're, okay, I guess if you want to read into that, but I still don't even see Ino as a Western woman. Like, I don't see any of these characters and think, oh, they're Western. The only characters I see as Western are the lightning country, which suddenly, like, there's, like, this huge population of black people who like to rap all the time.
Yeah.
That's, like... That's very stereotypical of like you know
Western
the USA,
America, yeah.
But it's like otherwise these characters aren't even if they have different color eyes and different colored hair, like they don't really represent white people to me. At least I don't feel like they are. So
yeah, I never felt like that either.
They don't embody that.
I'm just pointing something out to you guys. Like it's food for thought.
Now that you say it though, but B and A. Just American black people, like
yeah, pretty
overly
much.
Large, buff guys that like rap and are like way too athletic for their own good. I guess.
I think that was kind of just like
a fun jab.
It's kind of just a
poorly done joke.
I think he was trying to pull just for that character or for those character designs. He was just like, oh, I need something like totally different. Oh, I'll take this.
And like it helps, like, because they were like all about, like, well, not all about, but pretty much all about physical dominance, like, especially yeah. A, like, that guy was just physically beast, like the Kenpachi of that world, and like being huge and black, I guess, is,
and you can never really take him seriously either, right?
The Raikage?
Yeah, like, I mean,
seriously at all, but the Raikage?
You can't take them. You can take them seriously as in like, oh, they're a physical threat to you, but like in terms of like character conflict and like actually emotionally like really investing with them, like you can never really see them as like male leads in a story. They're just kind of like sideline characters.
Additional characters to add, yeah.
Because like I think that's, if you want to go into racism, that's kind of something that's worth more looking at, is how all of these characters, they have all, like, these characters, some of them have white traits if you're talking about physical attributes, but they're all inherently Japanese, which is like the only interesting.
That's kind of what I'm saying is, like, yeah, everyone is, it's a Japanese cultural thing and a Japanese medium, but he chose to give these attributes to the protagonist, right?
Yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. That's like the crux of the great white savior complex.
I guess if we're talking about how like A and B were like drawn to and like made to be like American black people, then we can't ignore that Naruto's the great white savior. Like, I guess like we can't just choose to believe one and not the other. I mean, he wouldn't just have done that unless he's ridiculous.
I guess there are two sides to it. There's like one side where it's kind of like, okay, the guy comes from a distant land, he's gonna save everyone, kind of like Last Samurai,
yeah,
right? That's like intentionally one, like a European guy, he's gonna save this savage culture or whatever. And then there's kind of like Avatar, right? He's like a white guy in an alien body and he saves everyone. It's not like he came to do that. I don't know. It's just like, you know, he's couched in this alien culture, but he's a white guy and he's going to save these people. It's kind of like that. Whether it's like, you know, he didn't choose that, I think.
Yeah, and
it's just circumstantial.
To like bolster your point, I guess that in all of those scenarios, they weren't accepted when they first went there. Just like in Naruto wasn't first accepted when he was a kid. Like, Tom Cruise was pretty much attacked.
Yeah, but I mean, Naruto wasn't accepted because of his physical attributes. So he wasn't accepted because he
had the Ninetales.
He was a monster.
Yeah, he was a physical representation of the Ninetales. But you know, I see what you're saying though, John. I think it makes a lot more sense to me now that you've kind of given it a little bit more of a clear context. It's like there's something about it in the subconscious, maybe. Why is it necessary that Naruto can't look like
Luffy,
Sasuke,
right?
Or Luffy, or like the Attack on Titan guy. What the fuck was this?
Aaron,
which is like very clearly Japanese, black eyed, black hair. Like, why is it necessary for him?
Even though they have,
especially
like,
when his personality is clearly Japanese, that he needs to have these.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will argue for the fact that, you know, well, it's because, you know, it's just an illustration. It's like you can choose whatever you want. You can give him whatever you want, and it's like, yeah, that's true. But you can't deny that there's something about the color of the eyes and the color of theirs and the color of the hair. Like, what does it remind us? It's like something out of the subconscious for sure.
Kind
of
like how the first and second Hokages look nothing alike, but they're brothers. Like, you can, like, I'm trying to go with what you were saying. Like, you can just give them
it's
any
just
character
an illustration.
Design.
Yeah.
So that's,
and maybe it was
just,
you know, to make him pop. But I guess a lot of like, if someone who thinks like that was to read this manga, they would definitely pick that up right away. Whether that was Kishi's intention or not, which I'm sure it wasn't, but, you know, it's...
I don't think he would necessarily pick it up. I read Naruto, and my first impression of him wasn't, you know, like...
White boy.
What the hell, you know, white boy? Like, why is this character looking so white? Actually, if anything, I feel like it is more picked out of when they're specifically looking like Japanese. Like, especially in Attack of Titan, where it's, like, kind of emphasized that there's all sorts of different ethnicities inside the walls, right? It's like, well, why are we focusing on this inherently very Japanese-looking dude? It's, like, because it's a Japanese manga. And then at that point, it becomes more, it's more in my conscious every single time I read it that I'm reading the Japanese manga. Whereas in Naruto, it's just like I already kind of accepted him as this Japanese kid, and he just, you know, they took the liberty of changing up his characteristics however they want. But every single time I go to it, I don't think white savior. I just think this is Naruto, the story Naruto.
Now that you brought it up, I'll think that all the time, though, that he's the white savior. You should never have told me this.
No, I don't. No, I still don't associate it with him. I still stand by
the reasoning
that it's like, it doesn't, yeah, it's not like he's coming in and saying, you know, it's all about the white people, man. Yeah, it's like...
Like, this story is almost like a quintessential Japanese mythology, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a feudal system with, like, you know, the feudal lords and ninja... Fucking, like, they draws from so much Japanese culture.
There were fucking samurai.
Yeah, there were samurai. So it's, like, so inherently Japanese that it's kind of easy to separate it. Just, I wanted to, like, you know.
I do see your point, though, and I think there is something to it. Because there are characters with pink hair in here. What color hair is Kakashi's hair?
Gray.
It's, like, gray.
It's, like, gray, right? Yeah. So, like, there's, like, there's a ton of colors of hair here that aren't resembled by any race here. And so you have to ask the question.
The Mizukage has red hair.
Yeah, you have to ask the question. Well, wait, hold on. Why doesn't Naruto have, like, red hair? Why doesn't he or I guess there are people with red hair, but why doesn't he have, like,
purple
neon
hair.
Green hair or something? You know, it's like, like, if you want to go about crazy, then yeah. But he specifically chose yellow and blue eyes because it's like you just associated it immediately with someone that you could take seriously and that someone you could kind of empathize with, right?
Yeah,
it's been, like, established in Hollywood and, like, all these, like, big mainstream circuits. So it's like, yeah, I can kind of definitely see where you're going with this.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I wanted to point out there.
Mm-hmm. The line
and
the lines on Sakura's face, real quick. That's the same thing that Tsunade did to get her insta healing thing, right?
Yeah.
When she was fighting,
it's the same jutsu. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our discussion of Naruto. It was actually way deeper and more awesome than I expected it to be. That was actually, we talked about a lot of random shit. I liked it.
Quick
predictions.
Real quick.
All right, go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
Going back to DBZ, right? This scene of Madara blowing up, that totally reminds me of Cell. Like,
oh,
when
he's about to,
Goku's going to come in and do the instant teleport to Kai's place.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know, like, he was going to self-destruct.
Yeah.
He's going to instant teleport him to the frog world.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Naruto's going to do the Kuchiyose no Jutsu and bring him to the frog world. Mailbox-san and
just
blow.
Drop him into the oil. What does that oil do? It, like,
seeps in natural
it
energy.
It turns you into a frog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drop her into that oil, dude. Palm salt. Then just, like, step on her when she's a frog. But, yeah. Quick predictions for next week.
Well, obviously, they, you know, fight with Kaguya, but other than that, I guess, I don't really have predictions for the next week.
All right, here, I have not for next week, but here's a prediction. Obito's gonna wake up, and he's gonna open up the portal, and he's gonna send Kaguya there, and she's gonna be stuck there forever.
Does he still have his Kamui power?
I think so, yeah.
He still has one of his eyes.
In his right eye,
yeah.
He
still
has
it
in his right eye.
Who has the other one?
Madara took it.
Oh, yeah.
But Madara gone, son.
Yeah. He replaced it with the Rinnegan, so I don't know what he did with that other eye.
That's weird, you're right.
Yeah. I predict the fighting will continue. I'm not sure if anything.
For next week, for sure, the fighting will continue.
Maybe something big will happen, but...
I'm expecting reveals, just to go over predictions. I'm expecting reveals of... Obviously, the Hamura, the sage's brother.
Oh, yeah, because we don't know
shit. Oh, yeah,
about him.
For sure.
We don't know shit about him. And I'm expecting reveals of, I guess obviously they're here too, but of Kaguya's past. Like, what the hell is she? Like, because that alien thing, I don't want to, like, completely say it's bullshit, but I'm, like, completely not sold on it right now. Like,
yeah,
I would
know,
need,
actually,
like, a
I
lot
looked
more
at them,
discussion.
I looked at the Scanalations, and I think I read... like a manga panda one, and that's why it was wrong.
Uh-huh.
But it's not alien. It's just all they say is a distant land.
Yeah,
so
she's
Naruto,
from somewhere completely different.
And Naruto says, well, what distant land? He says, well, it doesn't matter. But the translation I read was
she's Mexican. She's an illegal alien.
it was alien. And he's like, she's an alien? Where's she from? He's like, it's not important. I was like, of course it's important. But then distant land, like, okay, maybe she was from a different continent. But, you know, I feel like she is an alien, kind of, because, like, she has those, like, horns, right?
Yeah,
like,
she looks way different. Well,
yeah.
I mean, the
she's
sage
like
looks
demon,
ridiculous. The sage doesn't look anything human at all either.
No, that's because he's the son of this alien, though.
And, oh yeah, also, I want to see them reveal, like, how the Hyuga clan is related. That, like, is kind of big to me, like, because the Hyugas have to be a bigger deal, because they're obviously descendant from her, like, there's no way they just, like, found her body somewhere. I was like, oh, her eyes look fucking weird, like, what's with all those veins and jacking, you know? There has to be some sort of correlation. He's going to try and bring back Hinata, because he always tries to bring back Hinata. It's kind of annoying, but whatever. I feel like I'm buying into this whole, like, the women don't matter thing a little too much. Because I hate when he tries to bring in another woman. I'm just
That's
like,
because
dude.
He makes them inherently useless. If they were more, if you could rely on them more and they were actually helpful, then you would like it every single time they showed up. But because they can't do anything every single time you see them, you already write them off.
So I'm supposed to be writing them off, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's Kishi's fault.
Okay, cool. Fuck you, Kishi.
All right, take us home, Justin.
All right, man. That was our discussions this week. I like the discussion of, specifically of, when you brought up that Kimimaru is the Kaguya clan. Yeah. I thought that was like, I hadn't even considered that at all. He'd been completely gone from my memory.
Definitely.
Shout out to that battle too, Gaara and Lee versus Kimimaru.
Yeah, that was
throwback.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you bring that up, that was the fight that got me into Naruto.
Oh, really?
That was the fight that I saw and was like, all right, I got to start watching
this
shit.
Right? Yeah, that arc is amazing. I really like the rescue Sasuke arc. That was a really good one.
I'm hoping to see Madara come back, because it's just sad if that's how he goes out. Next week we have another no One Piece, unfortunately, but...
Tears.
We will have... Naruto Bleach discussion. It's been great.
Oh, you know what? I won't be here for 3 weeks though, because I'm going to...
Oh yeah, you're
New
leaving.
Zealand, yeah. I won't be back till the 29th.
Where's the car? We might bust an Oda and take like a long break.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about though in the next podcast.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. And this isn't us going away, I promise. We're gonna force this issue and this is gonna happen. Alright, and your boy Jehan, we love you. Special thanks to our special guest from Japan, John.
Yo!
Special thanks to Alex for hooking it up with the mic.
I
didn't say that any time last week, but yeah, that's crucial, this here mic, to have us in the same room. And we love you, and we're out. Any last words?
Nope. Peace out.
Have a good one.
Peace. All right, later, guys.